Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam. You are listening to the Asma'un Nabi program with myself, Muhammad Bamin. Online I have is Marana Muhammad Ani from Middleburg. Marana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are we doing this morning, Marana?
Alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah, things are warming up, Marana.
See, definitely.
Now we can get on with the program.
Jazakum Allah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa. والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجعلناهم أئمة يهدون بأمرنا صدق الله العظيم. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the choices, blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon His most beloved Nabi, our leader, as Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We thank and praise Allah Ta'ala for the numerous bounties and blessings He has bestowed upon us. And we ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to enable us to acknowledge and to express gratitude for these beautiful bounties. And we beg Allah Ta'ala not to deny and deprive us of any of them because of our own sins, because of our own shortcomings, and mainly because of our own ungratefulness. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. Alhamdulillah, it is Allah's honor upon us that we have an opportunity of discussing the aspect of the lives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, under the title, the names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam to lead mankind by the order and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam who came, they served as Anbiya and they served as leaders to their respective communities by the command and order of Allah. In other words, no Nabi had any right to add or subtract anything from the mission that was given to him. He fulfilled his mission totally as commanded by Allah. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. They guided people by our command. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they taught the people to do good. So every Nabi, when he comes, his teachings are primary in as far as guiding the people are concerned. He implements the commands and the Quranic orders or whichever scripture he comes with, which is the command of Allah ta'ala. And then how he explains it to the people and how he demonstrates it to the people is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided him, subhanallah. So Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came and he implemented the Quran among the people whom he was sent to, and that is all of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. And the way he done it, the manner in which he demonstrated it, the words that he used, and the methodology that he left behind is the only methodology and the only way that will see success, and it is the only way that will be acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are discussing the various names of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which in reality are the various manifestations of his actions. So he acted in a certain way, different scenarios, and this is the beauty and the miracle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings, that the teachings coming from him address different scenarios. And the name that we are discussing at this point in time is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an imam to the people. He was a leader and he served as a leader in different capacities. We discussed some of those capacities. Now we are discussing the imam as a statesman, as a ruler to his people. And in that particular category, again, there are so many lessons that we learn from the seerah of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what qualities he possessed as a leader, what are leadership qualities supposed to be, what does leadership qualities entail, and then the manner in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went about giving leadership to the people and using his various qualities and attributes to enhance the cause which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent him. We know that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not come as one who aspired to be a leader, who wanted to be a leader, who wanted a position in this world. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him, and from among the mission or from among the entire aspect of the mission of prophethood, one was this, that he had to show and give leadership to the people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was indeed most humble. He did not go about and go around like we will find today's leaders looking for leadership and going on various campaigns and on various rallies and road shows and putting up all kinds of posters and giving all kinds of speeches so that they may be put into that position. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was already put in that position. He was already blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the necessary leadership qualities, and now he has left that behind, not only his qualities, but the various ways in which he addressed leadership issues. So last week we discussed, subhanallah, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started his mission among the people that were very, very close to him as per the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that was, he started with his family, where he addressed وَأَنْذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. And then we know the manner in which he was challenged and how he faced opposition by his own family members. But at the end of the day, we find that those family members also were overpowered by the power of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's leadership qualities, subhanallah. Now we continue. Again, we look at how he was recognized as a leader and how he was already seen to be a leader long before he actually showed himself as a leader, long before he was seen as a leader. People already saw him going in that direction. And from there, we again will learn a few important qualities of a leader, and most importantly, we will see the miraculous nature of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a leader. So, the very famous incident which we have heard repeatedly and we have read about in the books of Sirah is that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started expanding his mission of da'wah and tabligh amongst the people of Makkah, starting with his very, very close friends, his confidants, then going on to the bigger circle of his family, and subsequent to that, to the greater public. This spread of Islam was creating a major concern to the leaders of Makkah, to the elders of Makkah. And they decided that, you know, before this whole thing gets out of hand, and before we lose our own leadership, and before we lose our own position, let us try and nip this in the bud. So we find that they carried out certain missions of their own, sometimes harassing the more defenseless Sahaba, sometimes opposing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even going to speak to his uncle, Abu Talib, and so forth. Now one day the leaders of Makkah, they gathered and they decided, let us see if we can find another strategy to stop the growth of Islam. So, among the people that were present from the Quraysh leaders was Abu Jahl. And what created a concern on this occasion was Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala who accepted Islam. And that is a major blow to the morale of the kuffar, that Hazrat Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has now crossed over and he's on the side of the Muslimin. So they got together, and Abu Jahl, the usual suspects, Al-Udba and Shayba, Walid ibn Mughira, Umayyah ibn Khalaf, Aswad ibn Muttalib, and other leaders. And they made serious mashwara as to how they can actually get Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to stop his mission. So that was their story. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a mission to complete and continuous as the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from among themselves, they said, look here, let us appoint Udba. Udba is one of these fellows. He is very shrewd. He's got a very glib tongue. Udba, you know, he was very suave in the way he went across. He knew how to, you know, talk his way. And he was regarded as one of the more polished speakers amongst them. So they said, you the man. So obviously he also had some qualities in him. The leaders that were sitting there also had some leadership qualities. So they were now trying to use all the collective leadership qualities to strategize against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And from amongst them they said, we need a good speaker. We need someone who can talk, you know, with a persuasive tongue that can overpower Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So they say, Utbah, you the man for the job. So, Utbah, because of his position, said, okay, not a problem. If you want me to go, I will go, and I will speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they used to call him Abul Walid. Utbah's nickname was Abul Walid. What are you up to with all this mission that you have come with? Are you chasing after some kind of wealth? You know, you want some material wealth? Then tell us. We'll collect and we'll accumulate so much for you that no one will match you. And if you are looking for a woman, you want to be married, then tell us. We will get for you the most beautiful of how many ever you want to. Not a problem. And if you are just looking for some kind of leadership and position, tell us, we'll make you our leader. We'll grant you a high position and we'll raise you to a position of leadership. We'll make you our king. And if you've got some other kind of a problem, maybe you've got some sahar, you know, some jadu, as we say, then tell us, we'll get you treated. Maybe you're doing all this because something is overpowering you and you don't know what you're getting up to. Just see what damage you're doing here. So look at the different kind of scenarios Utbah came with his smooth speech and put in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam listened to him, and when Utbah was finished, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, so have you said what you want to say, O Utbah? Utbah said, yes, I have said my say. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, now I want to also say something to you. I want to listen. Please be patient. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also listened patiently, and I said, now you listen to me patiently. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam first of all started reciting, or first he said to Abu Walid, to this Utbah, that you know what, I have no need for your wealth, I have no need for this position that you are putting in front of me, I have no need, I haven't come for all these things here. I have been sent as a messenger of Allah to all of you. Allah has revealed a book upon me, and Allah Ta'ala has commanded me that I must give you glad tidings if you fulfill His commands, and I must warn and admonish you if you disobey it. I am just here as a sincere bearer of good advice to you, which I have brought to your notice. Now, if you accept it, then in this day is going to be success for you in both the worlds. And if you don't accept it, then I will patiently carry on with my work until such a time that Allah decides between you and me. He said, Utbah got up from there, and then he went back to his leader friends, who were waiting very, very anxiously, thinking they sent, you know, the best lawyer, the best politician, the one with the best speech, the one with the most persuasive powers to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surely he is going to overpower Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as they saw Utbah coming, they were sitting and waiting for him in the haram or wherever it was, they already realized that this Utbah is not the Utbah who had left them. So Abu Jahl was the first one who said that this does not look like the Utbah that just went from here. He seems to have already changed his religion. So then Utbah came to them, and he addressed them. He says, they noticed that his expression was completely changed and altered, and they asked him what had happened. And Utbah gave a report back. Now this is the point of our discussion. That's how Utbah, being such a great and renowned leader amongst his own circles, is now giving karguzari, giving a report back to the other leaders who also regarded themselves as leaders of Makkah. He says, I have heard such words I have never heard before. They were neither poetry, nor was it sorcery, nor was it fortune-telling. Then he says, take my advice and do as I do. leave this man entirely alone, because by Allah, the words that I have just heard will soon blaze abroad. In other words, this message which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has come with, subhanAllah, this is now showing the short gist of the message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what effect it had on Utbah, that he just had to inevitably say that these are the words that are going to soon spread across the whole world. They're going to be blazed abroad. This is going to happen. He says, message is going to go far and wide. So what Utbah recognized, being such a seasoned leader, he recognized the mission, and he also recognized the leadership of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this man is going to become a major, major leader, not only of us, but beyond us. He recognized it. So he says, listen here, if in his journey of leadership, that is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues, other Arabs might kill him. And if they kill him, then you have saved yourself the troubles. You know, they got rid of him on your behalf. You didn't have to mess your hands. That's what he basically meant. And he says that if he overpowers the Arabs, and if his leadership stands over everybody else, then what have you got to lose? Because his leadership and his sovereignty will be your sovereignty. In other words, you are going to be very, very great and prestigious people, because he will lead you to such prestige. You're going to basically cash in, and his power is going to be your power, and the prosperity and the good fortune that will come as a result of that, you are going to benefit from it. So this is the main point of this particular story, that how an experienced leader recognized Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's leadership qualities, and also we learn how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such, you know, dignity, as well as with such acumen, with such beauty, he addressed this leader that had come to him and gave him the message that we will say the shadow was bowled over. So this is what we are pointing. There's another incident also where what we are pointing is that other leaders recognize the leadership qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is reported in another narration by Al-Zuhri. He says once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the Banu Amir ibn Sa'sa tribe, and he spoke to one of their leaders whose name was Bayhara ibn Firas, and he just recognized Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to his people, by Allah, if I could take up this man from the Quraysh, and if I could take him under me, this is another leader saying now, he said, I could take him up with me, you know, and then I will actually eat up the Arabs with him. In other words, I will conquer the Arabs through this man. In other words, he's got such qualities and such leadership qualities that in a little while we'll take over the whole Arab nation. Then he turned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, listen here, if we give our allegiance to you and Allah gives you victory over your opponents. Now this man was a real politician, a hungry politician looking for kursi, you know, looking for power. He said, tell me, if we have got power, Allah gives you victory over your opponents, and then you have authority over them, then will we have authority after you? In other words, you're going to become the leader, and once you are gone, then do we take over after that? So this man was looking for leadership, you know, succession. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, authority is a matter which Allah places where He pleases. I can't tell you, I'm going to become the authority, I'm going to become the ruler, and thereafter, then you're going to become whoever Allah makes the ruler. If I make that position, fine, after me, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses. And if you look at the history of Islam after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took the message and the prestige of Islam forward at the hands of the Khulafa al-Rashidin, how Islam spread to east and west and north and south at the hands of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, in which way it went so far. We learn from there, and we can see from there how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed it that way. And that is how it was. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah has authority wherever He wants. So this Bayhara ibn Firas, he was a bit disappointed with this answer. So he says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it looks like, you know, you want us to give you support against the Arabs. You want us to give you protection with our lives. And then when you get this victory, someone else will then afterwards take over. So basically, you want to use us. No, thank you, we're not interested. So he basically rejected the offer of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's da'wah. He wanted not the message of Islam, he wanted to cash in on the authority and the leadership that Islam is going to bring. That's Behrad Nisrat. And if it's not going to come his way, then he's not interested. So from both these incidents, what we learn? We see that those leaders that were present at that time were aware of what leadership is about, and they recognized the leadership quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were men with foresight and vision, and they were already in leadership positions, and they could see from the very personality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that his very personality appeared so dominating and so exceptional. And they could see how inspiring he was in his entire being, in his actions, and in his speech, and in his message. They were sure that, you know, when this man goes forward, nothing is going to stop him. He is going to overcome everything in finally fulfilling and attaining his goal and his purpose. They could see it. They could see it was written all over his face. They could see it in his mission. They could see it in his personality. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was bound to be a leader and to rule over all the people. So those that were intelligent amongst them, they knew that this is not an ordinary mission, and they knew that this was not an ordinary person, and they knew that the slogan and the formula that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was coming with, as much as people hated it, you know, it's la ilaha illallah, it was such a hateful statement to them. It was such a, we had so much of guts to say it at that time, under the prevailing shirk that was taking place. But this man was going ahead and saying it, against all odds. And the way he was saying it, and the person was carrying this message, that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They knew that there's a fundamental truth behind this thing. And they knew that he was bound to succeed sooner or later. And they recognized his qualities of leadership. So these are just two opinions and two stories which we have drawn from the words of the kuffar leaders and the mushrik leaders of that time, who were leaders and who recognized the leadership qualities of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll still continue with this in another few series, where we will identify and we will learn the various leadership qualities of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has been given the name of Al-Imam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Wa'alaikum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah Mawlana for that inspiring program. Do join us next week at the same time with the Asma'un Nabi program with Mawlana Muhammad Ali. From myself, Muhammad Bam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.